From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
A very good morning to you all. It's good to be back again with our Monday morning Bible study. As you know, I was off in Canada visiting my son, Andrew, who is pioneering a work in British Columbia. I want to thank the Reverend John Gray and the Reverend Gordon Dean for looking after the program in our absence. They did a good job, according to the reports and the responses that I have received from our listeners. Today we conclude our study of Mark chapter 9, the verses 1 to 10, the Savior's wonderful transfiguration on the mountain. Could I remind you of the program tonight at 9 o'clock? I will be playing extracts from the testimony of Mr. Clifford Black. Clifford was saved out of a life of carelessness and religious indifference, but shortly after he was converted, he was struck down with multiple sclerosis. God raised him up, however, and today he serves the Lord as a door-to-door evangelist. He has a great story to tell, and I'll be playing an extract from his testimony tonight. Of course, we will be offering a free copy of his full testimony on tape to anyone who desires that copy. Our quarterly magazine from Let the Bible Speak Ministry is available, and in it there are articles detailing the history of the Free Presbyterian Church, because this is our 50th anniversary year. So if you'd like to learn a little about us, we'll get this free copy of the magazine. Could we now read some verses from Mark chapter 9, beginning at the verse 4. It's the story of the Savior and his transfiguration on the mountain, when his glory is manifested to three of his disciples, Peter and James and John. We're reading then from Mark chapter 9, starting at verse 4. And there appeared unto them Elias with Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. And Peter answered and said to Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here, and let us make three tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias. For he wist not what to say, for they were sore afraid. And there was a cloud that overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud, saying, This is my beloved Son, hear him. And suddenly, when they had looked round about, they saw no man any more, save Jesus only with themselves. And as they came down from the mountain, he charged them that they should tell no man what things they had seen, till the Son of Man were risen from the dead. And they kept that saying with themselves, questioning one with another what the rising from the dead should mean. May God bless his word. Here's the lovely hymn, Close to Thee, and it's sung for us by the Salvation Army Choir.
Close to Thee, close to Thee, close to Thee.
will you turn with me now, please, to the verse 9. The scene on the mountain has come to an end, the glorious vision has faded, and the Saviour and the three disciples descend together. And it is as they are coming down the mountain that the Lord Jesus says to his disciples something that perhaps some people might find rather strange. Verse 9 reads, "He charged them that they should tell no man what things they had seen, till the Son of Man were risen from the dead." You and I might think that such a scene as witnessed by the three disciples should be immediately proclaimed and broadcast to everyone. But the Saviour says, no, tell no man what you have seen until after the Son of Man is risen from the dead. Why keep silent about such marvellous things as they had witnessed? First of all, consider this. We are not to speak about those things of which we have little knowledge. Peter was representative of the ignorance of the disciples about the person and the power and the purpose of the Lord Jesus Christ when he spoke as he did in verses 5 and 6. He spoke, but spoke without knowledge. And nothing can be more harmful to the cause of Jesus Christ than someone speaking in his name, supposedly about his kingdom, when they really don't know what it is they're talking about. So, dear Christian, before you speak a word in the name of the Saviour, be sure you know what it is you're speaking about. Otherwise, you can do great harm, and you can leave the impression that Christians generally don't know what they're talking about, and that the story of the gospel is one that, on close examination, can easily be seen to be a cobweb of fancies and myths. The Saviour here says, don't you tell anyone what you have seen until after the Son of Man be risen from the dead. Let me tell you that God's truth is learned progressively. We don't come to the possession of all of the truth of God in a moment or two, any more than when we're born, we're instantly born with all the strength that we will ever have, with all the wisdom we will ever have, with all the knowledge that we will ever have. The Word of God points out to us that in the spiritual realm it is exactly the same. If you turn with me to 2 Peter chapter 3 in the verse 18, "But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ." Grow, advance, progress. I tell you, God's truth is learned progressively. 1 Peter chapter 2 and the verse 2. "As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby." Babies start on milk. And Christians must start on spiritual milk. And ingested, digested, and so progress and grow, and the Lord then leads us on to deeper matters. When Paul wrote to the Corinthians, he complained that they had not progressed, but rather had remained babes in Christ. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and the verse 2, he says, "I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto ye were not able to bear it," that is, bear the meat, "neither yet now are able." You wouldn't set down a prime rib steak before a little baby. No, it hasn't the capability of either chewing it or digesting it. And Paul is complaining that the Christians in Corinth were still youngsters and hadn't advanced and grown in grace. So, the Saviour here in saying, don't talk about this until after the Son of Man is risen from the dead, is underscoring the fact that we progressively come to an understanding of God's truth. Now, the wisdom of the Saviour is borne out by what we read in the verse 10 of Mark chapter 9. "And they kept that saying with themselves, questioning one with another what the rising from the dead should mean. Now, don't you see why it was the Saviour said, don't talk about this? They were so limited in their understanding of the Saviour. They didn't know what he spoke about when he referred to his resurrection from the dead. They were unaware that he was going to die, and they were unaware that he would, on the third day, rise from the dead. Therefore, for them to speak about what they had just witnessed on the mountain would only lead to the greatest of confusion. They did, of course, later come to understand the great burden that Christ would bear at the cross, his sufferings as the Saviour of sinners, his resurrection on the third day, indicating that God had accepted his death and atonement had been made. Then, when they come to understand that, they understood the significance of the scene on the mountain where Christ was manifested in his glory. They knew after the resurrection Christ had gone up to his Father and was in heaven at that very time glorified. I wonder, dear Christian, have you added to your knowledge? Have you grown in grace? Have you gone through your Bible and grasped doctrine after doctrine, building on the knowledge that you have gained? We ought to. We ought to. I hope that what we have said in our programs, what we have said today, will be a benefit to you and enable you to grow in grace and in the knowledge of God. God bless you. Do remember our program this evening. Tune in with us again.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.